We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. ESPN did a thing where they ranked the greatest NFL drafts from 2012 until 2021. And I thought it'd be cool to go over what they came up with because it was pretty badass. All right, the number one ranked team in the years 2012 through 21 was the Seattle Seahawks. And 2012 was their best draft in their history. They got Russell Wilson in the third round, Bobby Wagner, legend, in the second round. Seattle's 10 picks produced three other starters on the 2013 team that won the Super Bowl and the 2014 team that lost at the end of the Patriots on the Butler pick at the goal line. They also got Bruce Irvin 15th and 52 career sacks to go with it. Jeremy Lane was a sixth rounder and in the Legion of Boom. And then you had J.R. Sweezy in the seventh round, started over 100 NFL games. I mean, look at some of the players they've gotten besides Wilson and Wagner and all these guys. Justin Britt in 2014, Tyler Lockett in 2015, Chris Carson in 2017, Trey Flowers 2018, DK Metcalf, who's incredible. He was a 2019 draft pick in the second round, and Damian Lewis in the third round in 20. So they have done a really nice job picking players for sure in Seattle. Kansas City was ranked second, and their best draft ever was 2017. And they traded up with the Bills to the 10th spot in the first round to draft quarterback Patrick Mahomes. And the rest, as they say, is history. We know what he's done. They've loaded up as well, Kansas City. 2013, they got the great tight end Travis Kelce. In 2015, the corner Marcus Peters. 2016, the great receiver Tyreek Hill, who's now in Miami after a gigantic trade this offseason. We told you Mahomes in 2017. You got Mecole Hardman in 2019. Javarius Sneed in 2020. Trey Smith in 21 in the sixth round. Hardman was a second rounder. Sneed a fourth rounder. They've gotten tons of other players, too. Dee Ford the first round in 2014, and it goes on and on. Kalen Saunders, a third-rounder, the tackle. They got him in 2019. But I would say, obviously, the two best picks were Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and now Hill's gone. The Ravens were ranked third, and their best draft was 2018. It was Ozzie Newsome's final draft as the Ravens GM. He did a great job, and he drafted an NFL Most Valuable Player, two other Pro Bowl players, three-year starting offensive linemen. The bottom line is they moved back into the first round to get Lamar Jackson. They selected offensive tackle Orlando Brown and tight end Mark Andrews in the third round, and then got Bradley Bozeman in the sixth round, the center. Eight players in that draft have played at least 40 games in the NFL. They got C.J. Mosley in 2014 in the first round. They got Matthew Judon. We all know the linebacker has moved on, but he was a fifth rounder in 2016. And then Marquise Brown, the receiver, first rounder in 2019. Patrick Queen, the linebacker, first rounder in 2020. They got Brandon Stevens, the corner, in the third round of 21. They've had so many guys. Rashad Perriman, the receiver, was a first rounder in 2015. And they've cleaned up. And Ozzie always did a great job at the draft for the Ravens. Of course, they got the big tight end Darren Waller in 2015 in the sixth round. And we all know he moved on to bigger and better things in Vegas. Number four was Dallas, and you think about that 2016 draft, you get your franchise quarterback in the fourth round in Dak Prescott, but they also landed Ezekiel Elliott, Jalen Smith, Malik Collins, and Anthony Brown in that draft. Some people think that 2020 draft led by CeeDee Lamb and Trayvon Diggs, Neville Gallimore and company could pass that 2016 class, but they need more time to show what they can do. They've gotten tons of great players over the years. Travis Frederick in the first round in 2013, Zach Martin, 2014 first rounder. You know, it goes on and on. Micah Parsons, first rounder in 21. Morris Claiborne back in 2012, a first rounder. Randy Gregory, a second rounder in 2015. Taco Charlton, a first rounder in 2017. They've had tons of snags in Dallas. And the fifth ranked team was the Packers. That 2013 draft, they got first round pick, Dayton Jones. He didn't turn into anything. They got a lot out of the rest of that draft class. Eddie Lacy was the offensive rookie of the year and then had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. David Bakhtiari is still an all-pro at left tackle. They had C.J. Treader. He was a starter. Mika Hyde, they let get away in free agency, but that was a really good 2013 draft for Green Bay. They've had tons of great players. Aaron Jones, a fifth rounder in 2017. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, a fifth rounder in 2018. And John Runyon, a sixth rounder in 2020. And then you look at all these guys, Jason Spriggs, a second rounder in 2016. Rashawn Gary, a first rounder in 2019. Jordan Love, the quarterback, a first rounder in 20. We haven't seen him play, though, but the Packers ended up top five. So now I just want to roll through a lot of these other teams. Eagles were sixth. Their best draft was 2012. They moved up in the first round to get Fletcher Cox, a six-time Pro Bowler. Of course, they got Nick Foles, who is a legend in Philadelphia after beating Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Everybody in Philly likes that 2018 draft they had with Dallas Goedert as well. In 20, they got Jalen Hurts in the second round and Jalen Reagor in the first round, the wide receiver. The Pats were seventh. Their 21 draft was incredible. You get Mac Jones, Christian Barmore. You get Ramondre Stevenson, the running back. 2012, they got Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower. That was a sick draft. How about in 2015 in the fourth round when they got Shaq Mason? That was sweet. Number eight was the Saints. They had a huge 2017 draft where they had seven picks. To this day, those seven are still starters, led by Marshawn Lattimore and Alvin Kamara. Remember, the Saints have the NFL's second best record since 2017 with all those picks. Tampa was ninth, and you look at 2019. They drafted these players. 2 years later, they won a Super Bowl with like linebacker Devin White and corner Sean Murphy Bunting had three picks in three straight postseason games. Safety Mike Edwards had a huge pick in a divisional game against the Saints. And, of course, receiver Scotty Miller had all kinds of buzz going. A 39-yard TD right before the half in the championship game. Remember, in 20, they got Tristan Wirfs in the first round. Also in that 2017 draft, they got wide receiver Chris Godwin in the third round. That was a beauty. 2014, they got Mike Evans in the first round. He's a freak. Believe it or not, the Washington Commanders were 10th with their great 20 draft with Chase Young and Antonio Gibson, Cam Curl, the safety. Remember, they got Kirk Cousins in the fourth round in 2012. They got Terry McLaurin, the receiver, in the third round in 2019. And remember, Dwayne Haskins in the first round that same year. God rest his soul. 11th was Carolina. You remember 2013, they got Christian McCaffrey. The Bills were 12th. In 2018, they got Josh Allen. Enough said. 7th pick overall. Miami was 13th. Remember 2016, they got Laremy Tunsil and Xavien Howard. The Colts were 14th. Remember 2012, they got Andrew Luck. They also got T.Y. Hilton that year. And had, you know, 53 TDs in his career. Texans were 15th in 2017. They got Deshaun Watson, and now, of course, he's in Cleveland. The Steelers were 16th in 2017. They got TJ Watt at number 30th overall. Now he's the defensive player of the year. Atlanta was 17th. I have no idea why. The only pick that stands out to me now is last year's Kyle Pitts snag in the first round. He's a freak, but I haven't liked any of their drafts like that I'm going to brag about. The Lions were 18th. I have no idea why. I guess their 2013 draft was Ezekiel Ansah, the defensive end that they got in the first round. And add Darius Slay to that mix with the 36th pick of the second round. So that was styling. The Vikings were 19th. You go to that 2015 draft with Eric Kendricks in the second round and Stephon Diggs in the fifth round. He's in Buffalo now. Daniel Hunter was a third rounder. And Trey Waynes, a first rounder, the corner. So those guys made that 2015 draft real solid for many. 20th was the Rams. That 2017 season, they got Cooper Kupp. And that's enough, right? You get Kupp, and now you win a Super Bowl. That's all that matters. And remember, he was the MVP of Super Bowl 56. Honorable mentions. How about Arizona at 22 when they got Kyler Murray? The Chargers, when they got Justin Herbert at number 6 overall in 2020, was a badass move. Chargers were 24th. The Giants got OBJ in 2014. The Bengals were 27, but they got Joe Burrow number 1 in 2020. The Jags were 28 just because they got Jalen Ramsey in 2016. By the way, the Jets were ranked dead last in drafting since 2012, and that's why they still stink.